For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How is everybody in Cleveland?
You know, Deshaun Watson at it again.
Oof. But he at it again, or is this?
Well, he ain't at it again. Yeah. Somebody, you know,
new baggage.
But
new
that. On top of that, his father passed. A good friend passed. Now you got this, like, yeah.
Let's admit it.
I mean, we always talk about it. We want our team to go after the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't work out, but they went after him.
But everybody's pretty rats off a ship right now, huh?
Yeah, it's not here. This is how this works. Until the guy upstairs, and I'm not even talking about the GM.
Mr. Haslam?
Until the owner says, all right, go do what you got to do to win. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he got a big investment. He's the one that got to eat it. He's the one that got to come down and say, you know, and until that happens, I think everybody's just going to kind of try to do the best they can.
I have a question. I don't know his contract. Is there anything that in his contract?
Nope.
No moral clause, nothing.
Oh, no, that's the NFL.
Right. So I'm just trying to.
So if he get kicked out, he ain't going to get paid.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if they're trying to find a loophole.
The league might be. But keep in mind, this is stuff that happened back with the other stuff. It's not a new thing.
Right, I'm just saying.
There's another girl coming forward.
Right, so. from previous, because this is not something new. This is from when all those allegations were happening.
So correct.
What I'm just saying is that at the time they were negotiating with them and they knew at least the first 18 to 24 allegations, whatever.
Well,
now that there's a new allegation, can that be like, you know, that voids the contract?
This is what I would say, though. If you're the Cleveland Browns, allegation. I mean, how many more allegations could he have had and you still signed him to $230 million? Right. Like,
here's the other thing is that when you have stuff like this, and I don't know if it's true or not true or whatever. I'm just speaking just from when you have a situation like this. Now people think they could come get a payday because he's going to pay hush money. Because he don't want to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also the idea that they are going to now hold him up to some moral. Like now they're bothered with the morals because he sucks. They weren't bothered with the morals when they thought he was good.
You know what that is? Life.
Yeah, but like that's, do you want to, like now Cleveland wants to snoop around on outs because they think.
I don't think they have. See, I don't think anybody did that. I just think. You know, they're just talking about the new allegations. Had nobody suggested or, you know, there were people asking, well, is he going to get suspended? He already did. Right? Like when you have all these women come together and you get suspended for 11 games and then somebody say, oh, I didn't come out with them. It's not a new thing.
No, I'm not talking about suspension. I'm specifically talking about Browns fans or people in the media who are trying to, because this has been circulating about the idea that the Browns may look to get out of the contract.
Yeah, because it was all during that time. This was before that. When you sign the contract, they're talking about any conduct during the period of that contract. Right?
I would think so.
Yeah. So
I would think so.
And I'm just making assumptions, but
But how's the fan base? I'm not asking about how the Browns are as an organization. I'm saying, like, you go on the ultimate.
They only care about one thing.
The ultimate Cleveland sports show.
They only care about one thing.
What?
He sucks. let's keep it real.
No, I understand. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Like, I'm hearing people say, Jameis Winston, get him out there. Get him out there.
Dude. That's who your quarterback going to be?
Great speeches, though.
But you can't – he's got another 77 next year. Like, all that money's guaranteed because he moved money this year.
Yeah, but here's the deal, and here's what I would say to all this. Until word comes up from the top, I don't think anybody has the ability to put $77 million on the bench.
No, it's a lot. It's
right?
A lot.
Until the owner says,
"That's what it's
just
what,
go win football games."
Yeah, it's exactly what happened in Denver when they're like, "All right, I'm taking this Walmart money, and we're putting Russ out of here."
Yeah, they what they paid $46 million to have him go away. So that's why it was easy for Pittsburgh to pick him up because they only had to pay $3 million,
and they didn't even have to use that because he's not even going to start for them this season,
right? Which I said that last week. I said, hey, if Justin Fields get in the game and he play anything close to an NFL quarterback, Russ ain't seeing the field again.
Well, let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins, they are going to be without Raheem Mostert. Mike McDaniel announced today he is out with a chest injury. Devon Achan practiced today. Reporters are saying that he looked pretty mobile at practice. So good news that he is dealing with an ankle injury. He got hurt late in the Jaguars game. Mike McDaniel would not rule him out today. Kickoff tomorrow, 8:15. Game Day Uncensored gets going at 4. We'll get you set for all the action. Myself, Solana Beasley will join us. Omar Kelly will join us.
I know we talked about this yesterday, but now that the game is getting closer and closer, how many people you think are going to be outside the security, the gate where the players entered just to see?
Filming.
See if anything happens. See if the Miami Police Department have Miami-Dade Police Department have changed their maybe their tactics or the way they.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting tomorrow, right? Like, it has to be. It's going to be very
I am still for Tyreek coming in on horseback.
Oh, man. You know what he should do?
I told you he should come in on a rickshaw.
No,
Have the guy riding him on the bike.
I like that. Maybe he should just get on the back of Calais Campbell and just and just have them just walk. And just walk in. Because, I mean, Calais got...
Calais would say... you comfortable, little fella?
You got him up there like Hodor in Game of Thrones?
Hey, dude, this is no lie. When I was in my second year, I was walking back from a frat party, walking to my dorm, and I saw Jumbo Elliott and another guy. And Jumbo Elliott said, hop on my back, I'll give you a piggyback ride. I'm like, no, I ain't getting carried by a grown-ass baby. Hop on my back!
Whatever you say, Jumbo.
I don't know. I said, should I feel violated?
Nah,
I don't even know how to feel. Nah.
Leroy, you should have, but you get a pass. When a man that's 6'7", 350 pounds, and his name is Jumbo, tells you to get on his back and then yells it, you just get on his back.
Yeah,
that's it.
I did.
That's it.
I was like, that was the opposite of Marcos going uppies. I got on his back. I felt, dude, I said, what does the world come to? I'm a grown ass man. I'm 210 pounds and I am riding the back of another man.
Well, he's a more grown ass.
Who just wanted to carry me.
He's just a more of a grown ass man than you are.
Hey. Dude, and they replaced him with a guy who was.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/AtBat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bigger. Greg Skrepnik.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More so than but tonight, don't call it a comeback.
560 WQAM. As we are rolling along here today, we are on game day eve. Miami Dolphins getting set to take on the Buffalo Bills. And looking forward to, what is that time?
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, look at this. She is. Hello, Jennifer. Yeah, he's right, though. He is right. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sherry. We got UFC 306 coming up, and that is going our way this Saturday live on pay-per-view. We have one of the young sensations of the UFC, an up-and-coming star, 19 years old, and he is Raul Rosas Jr. joining us here on the program. He is fighting coming up. What's going on, Raul? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. How is this whole experience been this fight week? I mean, this looks crazy. They're pulling out all the stops for this monster fight of the sphere.
Yeah, a lot of special things. So I'm excited.
What are the circumstances around fight week? Is like, are there a lot of fanfare this week? What are they doing in Vegas?
Who?
Just like the UFC. Like, is it like you see the fans going crazy?
Oh, I haven't bumped into any like people at all, because it's been all at the Apex. So, but yeah, they will have ceremonial weigh-ins and press conference later this week. So that's when I'm going to see more of that.
Have you been to the Sphere yet? Have you actually gone there? Have you done anything there? Any, you know, media or anything like that?
No.
Getting ready to go. Are you excited about it, though? It seems like it's going to be a hell of a, like, they're pulling out all the stops for it.
Yeah, I'm excited for all of it, and I'm just enjoying this week.
Well, you, I mean, it's crazy to think of all the success. A UFC star, you entered it, like, right as you turned 18. You know, we saw you, down here in Miami, and you turned around from that. You gotten two big wins already. Going into this promotion at such a young age, like, Has it been everything you've dreamed of already so far, or has it been harder than you thought it was going to be? How has it lived up to your expectations making the UFC at such a damn young age?
No, everything has done. Obviously, that loss wasn't what I visualized, but everything else has gone exactly like how I imagined it. So I'm just thankful and blessed to be where I am today.
You took that, though, and you won so impressively the next two times around. So, like, how did you take that, and what did you learn from that to be so successful, like, right off the bat? Like, did you find it beneficial in any way, or was it just did it just frustrate you?
No, I found it beneficial. Like, when I lost, well, I can't do nothing anymore. The only thing I was able to do is learn and grow from it and try to not make those mistakes again. So I learned so many mistakes that I did in that fight, before and after, like leading up to the fight in the camp. So I went and fixed every single detail, and that's why I feel like I am the fighter that I am today.
For your standpoint, you're 18 years old. You make the UFC, which is pretty nuts. You know, you're not even 20 yet. At what age were you putting people in rear naked chokeholds? Because my son's 8 years old and he's already sneaking up on me and he's already like throwing. So like, at what age were you already kicking people's ass? Was it five? Was it in diapers? At what point were you already a monster?
I started training when I was four, but when I started like really, really getting good at it, where I could go with some adults, was probably like when I was 10 years old, I was able to start choking adults out. So that's when I started.
Oh my goodness. That's just terrifying.
10 years old, you're choking adults out?
Yeah, yeah. And then it was pretty even because I had like some experience already. So I knew what I was doing. And then they were like almost brand new. But, you know, the strength was way different. So I feel like it was kind of fair, you know?
Of course. Yeah. Well, at what point when you're doing this, are you too good to go with kids your age? Like, at what point did that happen when they're like, no. Raul's too good for this. We can't have him rolling with the other 10-year-olds or the 9-year-olds. He's destroying all of them.
I came from a small town, so there was never a kids class out. I just had my brothers that were close in age and same size. But since I was 12, 13 years old, I started lying in the Naga tournament saying I was 18 years old and stuff because since you have to pay to compete, I told my parents that if I was going to pay $100 to compete, I wanted it to be competitive. And so I was going into the dual expert divisions and I was doing pretty good.
Oh my God. So 18, you're going to what is the first age in a real competition? Like, what was the age of the person you're going up against as a teenager?
As a teenager, I think I was 13 years old. And then, it was the first time that I went. There was no kids at the tournament, so they put me at 155 with the purple belt. He was around 30 years old, and then I was able to go out there and beat him. So then after that, I was I'm just going to stay competing with these adults.
Oh, my God. So you ruined that guy's probably hobby at jiu-jitsu. If he's losing to I understand you're going to maybe be champion of the world one day, but you beat a 30-year-old. He's probably if I lost to a child, I probably
know
might.
That. I didn't understand. Know that because you told him he was 18. So he thought you were 18.
But I think he knew or he could see that I was young or something because when I beat him, we were supposed to only go once. And then he was talking to the ref, I don't know about the match. He was complaining too much. And then my dad said, my dad was like, all right, bro, just shut up. Let's run it back. So then we went back on the mat, did another 10 minutes, and then I smoked them even worse. So then after that, it was just all said and done.
The damage was done. Run it back. Raul, we can't wait to see you in action this weekend, man. Go by UFC 306, Noche UFC. It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
There you go. Raul Rosas Jr. That's kind of your theory, Leroy, because you said I would never lose to Chuck Norris because he's 87 years old.
Right.
30 years old, you're losing to a child. You got to pack it up after that.
Wait. That's not
the worst part.
Vlad, me and you looked up at the same time. The worst part was he said, he's a child. Run it back.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you got your ass kicked again.
Yeah, I'm like... Wow.
You can't run. You can't ask to get running back and then get your ass kicked?
No. No. No.
Oh, man.
So, and you can tell he's only 19, but he looked like a moose.
Yeah.
Right? He's been in some fights. He's been in some fights.
It's crazy, man, because it's one of those things where, yeah, he's going to be 20, I think, in October, but you've already been on UFC pay-per-views at 18, now 19.
We know what that looks like because we got our boy Xander.
Yep.
And you remember we start talking to him before he was 18.
Yep.
Fighting in other countries.
16. He had to fight Mexico.
Yep.
Mexico don't play.
Yep.
Man, that was crazy. Run it back.
wait. Somebody, he needed that dude from Friday. You want some of this, old man? No. No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
But that's, he probably got older brothers, and because they were all the same size, so he used to, brothers don't care. Brothers ain't, they taking it, they trying to destroy you. So, yeah.
Yeah, my son sneaks up behind me the other day. He throws the old choke lock behind me.
Well, he can't even get his arm.
I was laying.
He can't even get your arms around that noggin. So,
dude, I'm telling you, he can. He's got these these little baby gorilla arms, and he's I was laying
wait
down.
Till he jump up behind you and say, "Just go to sleep, Daddy."
That's exactly what I was like. I was laying on my stomach. I was watching TV on my bed, and then I'm I had the door open, and he just goes, "Choke hold, kick." I'm like, what are you doing?
At least he's nice enough to let you know what he's about to do.
Let you know it's coming.
He lets you know that he's about to put you in a chokehold. Some of them just don't.
You to sleep quietly. Just go.
Shh, shh,
coach. Go to sleep. There you go. There you go.
Man, that's crazy. Well, appreciate Raul stopping by the show. By the way, we're giving you a chance to win a photo op and an autograph with the Stanley Cup champions. Their names, Alexander Barkov. Maybe you heard of him. Dmitry Kulikov. Maybe you heard of him. That's going to be courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. If you guys want to win that autograph and photo op, text the word Panthers to 20357. That's Panthers to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase your tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach.
Who, right by the fireworks place. hey, who? Don't they have some new guys they brought in with the guys they lost?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
They got some new guys. They got some new guys.
We haven't quite gotten there yet.
Nah, we haven't gotten. We'll be there next week, though.
No. Okay.
You know,
I'm just saying because I like to be prepared since you snuck the guy in.
Stephen Lawrence.
you snuck the guy in that traded for my guy, and you told me after the interview.
Well, I what I did was I didn't want to tell you that he was the guy they traded for Duclair.
He didn't want you to judge him beforehand, you know? I think he did the right move.
Yeah, he didn't want you to be upset that Dookie's gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you got me. You always get me like that. You got me with the Kyle Lowry because I wanted to get you. And then we started talking about golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we ran out of time. See you next time, Kyle.
That's tough. Sorry,
Kyle.
Well,
look, now you know. Now you've learned because this month you can get him back.
Yeah.
Ooh. But, no, I don't have any. I mean, like, I'm trying to mourn the losses of the Lomberg.
Yeah,
you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough to see the Lamborghini go.
Jennifer,
I'll get used to my new
Jennifer
friends.
Jennifer lost her two guys, one with the Heat.
Vincent
Lomberg.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I tried to forget for a couple weeks. You know,
has Caleb Martin fired his agent yet?
Well, he's in LA still.
That happened. I'm just wondering. Oh yeah, she loved Gabe Vincent. Don't worry, Jay Fig. Trust me, they're rats off a ship on Gabe Vincent. He'll be back on the Heat one day.
Well, why would the Heat resign him? He don't play.
No, I mean he will when he gets back to the Heat. You know, that's how it works.
That's what they're Jimmy time. That's the last one you had. Like you need no. I and I'm gonna be honest about this. I think Pat's biggest concern is the amount of games that his players play. I really think he thinks that's a big deal.
Yep.
Right? Because he can go sit in his office and justify and say this. We were two or three games away from the second seed. If I get any of my guys to play five more games, we could have got there. That is a hard pill to swallow. Not because you wasn't good enough, but because you had guys out. That's hard.
I agree.
So I, you know, And like, I believe in sport, you got to go through it to get there, right? I believe in camp. I believe you got to get those carries. I believe you got to take those hits in camp and then preseason to get ready for the season because you got to learn how to fall. You got to learn how to move your body when you're getting tackled. You got to learn how to do all that. And there's a lot of guys in the league that are banged up just from getting hit.
We will take a break, get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship, game six.
Rats Off a Ship.
Topics, we'll tell you. What were rats off a ship on or not? What do we have today, Jennifer?
All right. First, we have Ryan Fitzpatrick telling reporters that he's happy for Tua.
Oh, really?
He says he's happy for Tua and happy for his successes.
Hmm.
It's so far in the past.
Oh, is it? It's in the past? Is it in the past?
Yeah.
Guess what, Ryan? It's not far in the past, dude. It's not that far in the past. And don't think I don't forget your little boo-hoo fest that you had to the reporters at the time. And wasn't it crazy, Leroy? We had all these anonymous quotes that came out. You know what I think about anonymous quotes, don't you? I mean, let's be honest about it. this guy's going out there and he's sneaking to reporters, being like, "You can believe they took my team?"
I'm sorry. Where did you get this?
Where did I get what? This? That's his actual official NFL headshot. That's from Amazon.
Rats off a ship.
You know, it's got to fit a lot of fur under that suit. Yeah, look at. I mean, like, come on, dude. It's ridiculous. I'm happy for Tua. Flores said he's happy for Tua. Happy for his successes. Oh, you think Flores is really happy for his successes? You know what that means? If you're comparing yourself to Flo's happiness, that means you're not happy, Ryan. Rats off a ship. Liar.
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship because that rat is probably going to stay on the ship and I don't want to be with him.
rats off a ship. Rats off a ship.
The hairy rat.
What about you, Jennifer?
Like you said, he's lying. He's out here just trying to piggyback up what Flora said. Nah, rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I don't forget, dude. I don't forget. What about your favorite Jets quarterback of all time, Vlad? Ryan
Let's
Fitzpatrick.
Relax. Let's relax. Let's relax. I'm rats off his ship because he looks like a rat with that beard.
He does.
That wasn't when you put that face. It wasn't really that. Yeah,
I didn't put a face.
You
that's
didn't even
him.
Have to put like that's basically yeah. He looks like a rat. I'm rat off
Splinter. Ship.
Rats off his ship.
He looks like he's raised Ninja Turtles.
He's definitely eat pizza with those. definitely eat pizza with those Ninja Turtles.
He said, quote, when you put the coaching style that he had with Brian Flores, if you put it next to what Mike McDaniel did, which is love him up and tell him how great he is, it probably made it seem even worse at the time. So now you're saying because McDaniel was nice to him, Flores wasn't even that bad, but now it seems bad because I got a nice coach. Shut up, Amazon boy. So glad Jason Kelsey's taking all your commercials. I got sick of you for 2 years.
Kelsey got the better beard.
Wasn't it hilarious seeing him with the little with the shirt just popping up?
Oh, dude, they got to do a better job on that. Oh. I think he seemed like he got a little too froggy on his lineman weight.
Oh man,
he thought he was going to speed up the process.
Look at that.
I've been there, buddy. Woof.
Well, no. I don't know why he think he can wear it. He ain't there yet.
He ain't there yet. You ain't Jeff Saturday. Well,
no, but he didn't think that was gonna happen because he ended up forgetting his bag in the car.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So like he thought he was gonna have a jacket over that?
He went to the store beforehand to get a shirt because he didn't have one.
Oh my god. hey, excuse me. Do you have size ogre?
This is the biggest we got.
What's
well, I would just say if that's the way that shirt's gonna do, don't lean back like this and do the show.
Yeah,
right?
He says that everything fits, like his stomach fits, but his tits are struggling.
Wow,
that was his famous quote of the day.
Hmm. Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he did. It was great. Quote.
Okay.
What's number two, J-Fig?
James Johnson told UD on the OG's podcast that he could beat John Jones with a little ground training.
Who said that?
Oh, James Johnson.
Wait, who said he could beat him?
James Johnson.
Okay.
James Johnson. Did I put James Jones? Maybe I did. James Johnson, former...
Yeah, he's legit.
He grew up a kickboxer. His father was a champion kickboxer. His
mother could throw hands too.
He's known as a devastating striker. Nobody messes with James Johnson. But here's the thing. A little bit of ground training. A little bit of ground training. And you think you got John Jones.
They all do. They all say that, don't they?
He's John Jones. And I know, listen, hey, James Johnson, you're tall. Hey, you're tall. You're tall. But
that'd be something. Like Bones Jones will fold him up like a pretzel.
Yeah. I'm going to be rats off a ship reluctantly. Don't tell anybody I said that. Don't tell him I said that if he's walking around Miami. But I'm rats off a ship. You're not beating the goat.
I'm not rats off a ship. And here's why. How long has Bones Jones fought?
This is, what is he, 30, 35. No, he's 37. So he has fought. He's been in the UFC since he was 19, since he was Raul Rosas'
age. When was the last time he fought?
Oh, when's the last time he fought? About 18 months.
Or in the streets in New Mexico.
Well, yeah.
So
he's been roughing people up on the street.
You think an injured John Jones? A little washed?
We don't know what John Jones is right now.
I don't know if you're assuming
that he John Jones of.
Okay. But respectfully.
I'm not messing with yayed up John Jones. I'm not messing with that guy.
Okay, but respectfully, he's the greatest mixed martial artist of our time.
Agreed.
And James Johnson is a basketball player who is very, very. And James?
Hey, then anybody? Why are you so careful? Why are you so careful?
Because, of course, him. I mean, listen.
Why are you
taking it's not me. It's not. It's not some. It's not Jake. If you were saying, "Hey, I would beat Jake Paul," of course, I would take you.
I'm not questioning the guy who can actually kick the rim.
I tell you what, I'd rather see James Johnson versus Jake Paul than Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
Ooh,
I'd be into that.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, you're not beating John Jones.
Can James Johnson take steroids like Jake Paul?
If you wanted to, as long I don't know what the NBA policy is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jake Paul is juiced to the gills. Still playing? James Johnson? Yeah, he is. He's on the Pacers.
He is the vet enforcer that, you know, schools the young guys on the team. He's almost like a UD. He's the UD of like the Pacers now. But everybody know not to mess with him.
Yeah, you don't mess with him.
He'll beat you up and then he'll hug it out with you afterwards.
I want to know who he beat up in the Heat locker room.
I think I know.
He beat somebody up?
You didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
I love how you guys are whispering and leaning in.
Leroy, he beat up somebody in front of Bam and UD and then hugged it out with the guy after the guy got his ass beat.
I'm pretty sure it's one who talks to fish. That's my suspicion.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Wouldn't be shocked. He seems like the kind that maybe overstep his bounds, especially once he got that munion.
Said something a little too chatty.
But Leroy, to beat up somebody, to get beat up by the person.
I almost found myself in a precarious situation.
In the locker room?
Oh, yeah. We was in the locker room. We had just lost our first game of the season to Tampa. So we was like 10-1. And John Randall came into the locker room and he was like, "All this levity, y'all need to get, you know, more serious. It ain't a joke. I said, "I need you to take that same enthusiasm yesterday. Today it don't matter." "What?" So he started coming over and I grabbed a chair. And I'm just going to let him get up in my grill. And then they was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa.
You have the chair like he's a lion in the circus."
Did you see John Randall? No. Have you seen John Randall?
Hey.
He would have tore up Leroy.
Dude, let me explain something to you.
What?
I grabbed that chair. I wasn't going yah, yah, yah.
You were going to hit him like Stone Cold?
You damn right.
Tobin, do you not remember how John Randall played?
Yeah, he was a monster. I know. There's nobody he says but messed around too much than John Randall.
But again, every time I see him, I tell you all the time, one of the players in the league I respect the most, because that dude brought it every day. Practice, walkthrough, games. So, yeah, nothing but respect for him. I see him when I see him now. Talk to him now. We hug it out. But I grabbed that chair. I don't think people knew that I wasn't grabbing that chair to yah, yah, yah. So, yeah.
J-Fig, where are your rats with James Johnson beating John Jones with a little bit of ground training?
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Don't do it.
I'd be intrigued, but don't do it.
I'm definitely rats off a ship. Are you kidding me? I don't mess with the Jones family. Arthur, Bart, or what's his name?
Rats off
John,
a ship.
Especially John. John's, listen. When Dana White's afraid of John Jones, you know there's something wrong. Dana White will tell you John Jones is the scariest MF walking the face of the earth. Like, you don't want to mess with that man. James Johnson.
Why they be trying him all over the world then?
Who?
People.
And what happens to those people? They get knocked out, right?
Yeah.
They get the chair.
There ain't no chair. Oh, he look like a chair ain't gonna affect him.
He is the chair.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Tonight is a very special night, guys.
Really?
It is the VMAs.
Really?
I guess I got it.
The much awaited VMAs.
I didn't even know the VMAs are still a thing. Like, who awards these? YouTube Wait, now? Because, this, like, where do people watch music videos?
This is MTV still?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Even though all they show is ridiculousness?
And reality shows? And Wildin' Out? By the way, I need some Wildin' Out tickets. Oh, Leroy!
Who are you asking?
I need to talk to you, Leroy. I need to talk to you.
Rats off a ship, just because I'm old, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't feel like, although
I do like watching the shows for the live performances.
You know you're going to see it, Leroy.
Rats off a ship.
I think after what I watched last night, I'm going to not watch TV tonight.
Yeah, who is going to perform? I don't even know who's going to perform.
VMA's lineup. They got Anita.
Uh-huh. Baker.
Benson Boone.
Who? Benson Hedges?
Jimmy's friend, Camila Cabello.
Okay.
Chaperone?
Who? Chaperone?
Chaperone?
Oh, that's a girl that says.
Isn't that a parent or a guardian?
Eminem is apparently performing.
Okay.
Glorilla?
All right. Okay.
Halsey?
Okay. I know you like Glorilla.
Of course.
Oh, Leroy's girl, Jesse Murph, the one who sounds like Alvin.
I'm a wild,
Kettle G.
I'm one of them in the wild ones.
Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
She sings like a American Smurf. Woman. She sings like Smurfette.
Okay. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I love
Megan Thee Stallion is also the host, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Katy Perry is going to get an award and is going to perform also.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Katy Perry is receiving the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Okay.
I want to see that.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Leroy's favorite, Teddy Swims.
Ooh,
Teddy Swims is going to perform? Leroy, now you have to watch it.
Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Too scared to say this person's name? Lee
Schreiber?
Somebody from a K-pop group. I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry. Okay. Okay.
Some backing off.
Good job, Tobin. Good job.
That's it. That's
the
list.
Hey, the letters, when you read the letters, it don't, in your mind, it's not, yeah.
Passing.
They're not wording.
All right, maybe I'll tune in. All right, I rescind my rats.
Are you a little convinced?
I rescind my rats. I'll give it a looky loo, perhaps.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'll give it a looky loo, but it ain't gonna be my main source of entertainment tonight.
Right. What about you, JFig?
I'm going to watch, and I really hope that Taylor Swift is in attendance and finally gets some news out, like she did last year.
Did she win last year? Is that where she announced something?
Last year she won and she announced a new album. And I'm really hoping that this year she doesn't break my heart if she actually announces Reputation, Taylor's version.
Sounds like you want her to come out on that stage and be like,
so she releases an album and then she releases her version?
Remember, her albums, 1 through 6, I believe it's number 6.
The labels,
six.
Yeah.
The label bought them. They own them and they didn't want to sell them back to her.
You wanted to come out on stage and be like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for that last album being really long and boring.
Yeah. It took my friend Jennifer a week and a half to get through it. She said she was listening to the meanings.
I was really upset just because I really wanted her to announce Reputation. Mm. But I'm not mad about the album. I just really want Reputation out already.
Vlad, are you going to watch the VMAs tonight, Rats?
I mean, I guess I'll glance. I'm not going to watch.
You know what I usually do with situations? I probably like see clips on Twitter. I'm not going to really probably tune in.
Right, unless somebody's fighting or there's a smack, somebody, you know, keep my name out your mouth, something to that effect. You know what I mean?
I do like that.
You know, if two of the hip-hop ladies are going to go at it because, you know, if Nicki and Cardi are going or, you know, Meg and Glorilla, I'll watch. But other than that, eh. Because who watches MTV for videos anymore? It's serious.
What a sad time. Remember those days?
I do. Remember? TRL days.
TRL.
You know? All right. Take a break. By the way, speaking of music, if you guys want to go see, what's that grand band, JFig, that you like?
A Day to Remember.
How could I not remember that? A Day to Remember is going to be at Hard Rock Live in November, and JFig is giving away her tickets. What number caller would you like to give it away to, JFig?
Five.
Caller five right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to A Day to Remember at Hard Rock Live in November. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. Tyreek Hill just addressing the media. We will give you some of the quotes there from Tyreek. And Caron Butler scheduled to join us next hour as well, back after this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.